Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Obviously, everybody is still running on adrenaline from last night's state win by a dozen over Duke. And frankly, really wasn't that close if you watch the second half, because there was only one team that looked like they were really made for their surroundings last night, and it wasn't Duke. That was State. Chris Corciani, a legend of NC State, joins us on the Adam Gold Show. When did you allow yourself to believe that this was going to happen?
Adam, I still haven't gotten over the ACC tournament. I mean, it's so unreal. I mean, you couldn't write some comical movie. I mean, it's the wildest thing that I've seen in sports, and it just happens to be, you know, with my favorite team. So it's a beautiful story. It just really hasn't sunk in that NC State, not only did they win five games in 5 days, we're going to the Final Four.
When do you leave for Phoenix?
I'm leaving Thursday. can't wait. I mean, I can't wait to get out there and soak it in. And, you know, our fan base has been starved of success for, you know, close to 40 years. And, this is so great. I'm happy for the team. I'm happy for Coach Keats. But I tell you, my heart goes out to all the fans that have put up with all the struggles and futile seasons. I mean, this is for Wolfpack Nation.
Chris Corciani is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. Something I said during the ACC tournament was that, I mean, how great it was. It was the first time since 87 that the Wolfpack had won the conference tournament. And it was really the school that built the ACC. Like, this is no disrespect to the North Carolinas and Dukes, who have carried the flag for the league the last 50 years or whatever it is. But without Everett Case and NC State, this probably doesn't happen. I mean, it was like because of their emergence that really led the conference to be what it is, what it was then. So it sucks that for the last 30 some odd years, it hadn't been able to be at the top.
Hey, it's Adam Gold, and I'm in studio with my friend Coach Pete DeRuiter with the Capital Financial Advisory Group. Is it ever too soon to seek out you and your expertise?
Really, there's no too soon. It's time to get serious. So if you're 50 or over, we call it the financial red zone. And that's when really it's time for you to take control of your money and make sure you have a firm on your side that's a fiduciary planning firm, which means they take your side at all times. Now, we'll do this for the next 10 of you who call. This is $1,000 value, but I'm going to waive my planning fee to make sure you get your total retirement plan and you get on the right path for retirement.
Call 888-843-0013, 888-843-0013, or text Adam to 600-700.
Adam Gold is a paid spokesman. Investment advisory services offered by Capital Financial Advisory Group, a North Carolina registered investment advisor.
Yeah, there's no question about that. You know, whatever Case did years ago and, you know, the Dixie Classic. But for the last, you know, close to 40 years, we haven't held up our end of the bargain. You know, our neighbors, Duke and Carolina, you know, they've won championships. They've got tremendous programs. We've had a season here or there, a Sweet 16, but it's our time. You know, this is an opportunity not only to continue this run, but it's also about building a program. You know, I've said for many years that NC State had good teams, but it's different having a team or a program. We haven't had a great program, and hopefully we'll be able to kind of, you know, take this run and carry it over to next year as well.
Chris Corciani is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. All right, so how do you deal with DJ Burns? I mean, I know he's going to get matched up with Zach Edey from Purdue, but it just seemed like nobody from Marquette had a clue what to do. Duke didn't have a clue how to handle him. This is now twice in the last, week and a half that Duke's had to deal with this and couldn't figure it out either time. How do you deal with DJ?
Well, I think Purdue's in a little different predicament because they have someone like Zach Edey. But I think all the teams we've played and what the experts say, I disagree. I think you have to double him immediately, take the ball out of his hands. And if guys are knocking down threes, you kind of live with that. He's so, he's in a zone right now.
Yeah.
And when he gets the ball, I mean, he's going to score. But the guys around are all stepping up and knocking down shots. But if I were playing him, I'd double immediately, get the ball out of his hands, and see where the chips lay.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't that has to happen. And I guess if you go back to the Oakland game, they swarmed him and got the ball out of his hands, and it nearly worked for them. I'm not sure why that wasn't a plan maybe last night for the Blue Devils, but I think the beauty is that he is such a good passer, and he seems to be a tough shot maker.
It's amazing. I mean, what he's done, I mean, he is the he's the darling of March Madness. Everybody's, but it's amazing, that big, with the way he moves and his footwork and soft touch. It reminds me of C.J. Warren. Like, every time the ball hits the rim, it's like magnetic. It just goes in. And he's got this infectious personality. And, you know, NC State loves him, but I think America is really behind U.J. Burns and this NC State team.
Jay Williams on ESPN this morning called him America's big man. Right?
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, he's just... he's got that smile on his face. He's really hard not to root for. But I'll tell you, Adam, as much as he means to NC State, to me, the unsung MVP is Mike O'Connell. You know, what he's done, not even in the box score, but just the soothing effect when he's on the court, it's night and day from regular season. So what he has done, to me, is remarkable.
He's settled everything down. He's taking the ball out of DJ Horn's hand so he doesn't have to have all of the responsibility of not only scoring, but also getting everybody where they're supposed to be. Look, there's a lot of players we can look to. Mo Diarra has been amazing. Ben Middlebrooks. The Ben Middlebrooks game against Texas Tech. I mean, does State win without whatever that was? Ben Middlebrooks.
It hasn't been just one guy. It's been, a number of players every night. But again, I've watched this team play all year. It's a team that's like possessed.
Yeah,
they have an air of confidence that they truly believe. No one else did. Nobody in America believed. Nobody in the NC State fan base believed, but they did. And it just really makes you take a step back and really think, if you believe in yourself, anything is possible. I did not think this was even remotely possible. And what they've done is just, again, it's unreal.
No, I didn't think it was possible either. I didn't think they'd beat Carolina to win the ACC title. I thought they could get to a Sweet 16. I didn't think they would. But my feeling about this team was earlier in the year, and I said this, I don't see a reason why they can't compete for one of the four double byes atop the ACC. I didn't see, in terms of their personnel, I didn't see anything dramatically different between them and Clemson, between them and Virginia or Pitt or the other teams that were below the top two. And obviously they have proven they beat Duke 2 out of 3, so they're, in terms of a basketball team, every bit as good as they are. But I didn't see a reason why they couldn't do that. It became apparent, though, over the course of the season that there was something in some way, shape, or form missing. And I thought, man, they just got to figure out what the best solution for them is going in to the ACC tournament. And then maybe they can get on a run. But I didn't think they were going to be here. But how did you look at them during the year? Were you kind of surprised they didn't have a better regular season?
Well, I went back and I looked at the games in the regular season. This team, like you mentioned, it's something was just missing. They weren't getting blown out of games. I mean, they were in games
right.
in the last 4 minutes. So you're talking about a turnover, a missed shot, you know. But so they weren't far away. And you know, a lot of people gave Keats a lot of they were on him because in his press conference he would say, you know, we're right there,
yeah.
we're working, you know. And you know, hindsight, he was right because they were in so many games. You know, they were just missing just a little bit. But what they've gotten from all the guys, they're like different players. You know, you could go with O'Connell, Mo Diarra, Middlebrooks. All of those guys, they're different. That's not the way they played in the regular season. Again, it's almost as if they're possessed with this belief.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Oh, there's no question about that. And I think, and you'll agree with the, and we'll close on this little bit here. Once you get confident and you have all of that belief, it just seems like it's easier to play. Like you're not thinking, nothing slows you down. You just go about the business of playing like you would, and you get in a zone.
Yep, you get settled in the game. I think really the first half, over in Chapel Hill when they were up, you know, what was it, 8 or 9 points at halftime, they ended up losing the game. But I think that's where they said, you know what, we can be a really good team. I think that's what really catapulted this whole run, was saying, you know what, we went over to Chapel Hill and, you know, we went toe-to-toe. We were up big in the first half. I think that gave them a lot of confidence. But when the game starts, they settle in and they kind of probe and they've been able to figure it out.
They've been amazing. Chris Corciani, I appreciate your time. It's great to still be a fan. That's because to me, this is a lot about fans. It is great to still be a fan. I'm grateful that you are a huge fan, and I appreciate your time, my man. I'll see you out in Phoenix.
All right, AD. We'll see you. Thank you.
You got it. Chris Corciani here on the Adam Gold Show.
Are you ready to buy or sell your home? The Jim Allen Group is a nationally recognized and award-winning real estate team in the Triangle, dedicated to providing exceptional service to meet your needs. With the latest insights and expert market knowledge, they'll make your home buying and selling journey as smooth as possible. Don't wait. Head over to jimallen.com and start your next move today. That's jimallen.com. The Jim Allen Group, your partner in real estate.